Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A former college player and coach, no handicapper in America has a longer track record of success than national handicap champion Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. As sports betting becomes more and more mainstream, it's also getting more and more corporate. Get this app. Bet with us. Let us track your phone everywhere you go. But not Lee. He's been providing personal service for his clients and appearing on my shows for 20 years. The Sultan of South Beach is a personal friend, and while we'll never say he wins every week or even hits 70% of his games, we know he's with you all the way. You won't outwork this guy. It's his personal service that's the difference. He's had hundreds of the same clients every year because even when it doesn't go well, he'll speak with you and step up and take the blame. I just wish Lee would get a little more excited when he wins. Last year, he crushed it with Thursday night patrons picks at KKHI. It's his biggest play for the clients of his service every Thursday night, and he gives it away free to patrons of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. So head over to kkhasissues.com and become a patron and get in on the freebies this year and win. And enjoy his entertainment selections here on the free podcast. Remember, these are games of interest in our area and not necessarily picks he will put up on his service at ParamountSports.com. It's presented by 360 Document Solutions online at 360documentsolutions.com. For all of Western Missouri and the entire state of Kansas, Mark Lindquist will come help your business be more productive, efficient, and profitable. Dump the expensive copiers with HP Toner. Get a new deal with 360. They'll get you out of your old one. Copiers, printers, voice over IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, outsourced IT. If it's at your office, they can help you be more efficient. This is a great company that can help your great company. Call Mark at 913-745-5344, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. They're available 24/7 for emergencies and free inspections. Just make the phone call and they'll come check out your roof for you. 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. AmazingGarageFloors.net. John Hutchins is a great American patriot. He served with honor this great land of ours. He's got a great product called Seal XP for your driveway, or he can do a fantastic new garage floor for you. Yeah, it'll last a lifetime. You're going to love getting that garage floor, guys. You've earned it. Go to AmazingGarageFloors.net or call Hutch personally at 913-901-7139 for AmazingGarageFloors.net. He is our national handicap champion. Lee Sterling is here with the picks on KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Our national handicap champ, Lee Sterling, is back, and we got some great games to pick this week as the Chiefs are getting ready to start the season against the Cleveland Browns. We've got Missouri with a pivotal game in the SEC against Kentucky. We're going to hit on all of it with Lee Sterling. Go to the website, ParamountSports.com, or call him at 800-400-9741. Get in on all the good stuff. And as we say hello to Lee, he's grown a set of brassies, folks. He's going crazy in week one. What's up, friend?
I'm good. Feels great to be back. It feels good to great have, you know, these fans in the stands. We don't have to hear the can noise. I mean, that's usually off by a half second or a second. It was terrible last year, wasn't it?
Yes. And you would have thought the TV...
We had football. It didn't feel right.
No, you would have thought the TV networks would have figured that out relatively quickly, and they never got it right.
No. It was off a little bit to the discerning ear and the eye of us. So I'm glad, you know, we're back. Every stadium I see is going to be at full capacity. This is what the public wants. And I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be a great year. I will say this. I think the scoring is going to be down just a little bit, maybe two and a half points a game in the NFL and college football, because with, you know, home field advantage, teams are going to have that home field advantage, and, you know, they're going to have a tougher time visiting teams, you know, getting plays off, and the home team is going to feel that energy a little bit more. It was weird. I mean, I went to one of the Dolphin games with a limited crowd. It was like watching a Saturday scrimmage the week before exhibition season. It wasn't right. So, you know, it's fun. We're back. And I think football is going to be better than ever.
College football was insane last week, Lee. We saw sold out crowds, big crowds, loud crowds all over the country. I really felt like America said, look, we know we're never getting to COVID zero. We're all just going to deal with it. Let's go live our lives and get back to normal. I thought that was the first weekend of normalcy that I can remember in a long time.
Yeah. I think we all want that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're tired of it. Everyone needs a diversion. And football's it for a lot of people. I mean, it's the passion. I mean, you know, just look at, you know, families. For the first time ever, we're having a Sterling Fantasy Football League. So my brother has four brothers. It's me. I got another nephew and my brother-in-law and my two daughters are going at it in fantasy football. I mean, what sport? You couldn't do that in basketball or baseball.
I know it, right? Everybody loves it. My middle son.
I mean, the smack talk going back and forth is just incredible. I just got a text 10 minutes ago from my nephew who I'm playing this weekend, and his name of his team is Tushy Trumpet. I mean, well, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. He told me to make sure I activate my team so I don't have that as an excuse when I lose.
My son Cameron is not the biggest sports fan. You know Spencer. He is the biggest sports
right.
fan. Cameron is not.
Right.
But last weekend he drove to Dallas, rented a house with 14 people to go to the K-State-Stanford game. They all went to Kansas State. And he's in a fantasy football league. But I don't know if he follows any other sport at all, but it's football. It's so cultural in America. You have to know something about it, and you have to be involved because everybody watches.
And then how about betting?
Yeah.
They did a survey. I think they interviewed like 6,000 people. They found that 36% more people will bet this year on football than bet on football last year. Why? It's becoming more prevalent. It's legal in a lot more places. And so those avenues are open up. And I also get a lot of calls. So I think I'm kind of on the pulse of the way people are feeling. I think people have always kind of felt, you know, or some people have, if it's not legal, I don't want to bet offshore, or, you know, I don't want to bet with a bookmaker. Well, now they feel, hey, if it's legal in their state, well, it must be fine. And so I'm explaining, you know, how it works and things like that. But I will say this. I don't know if you ever noticed this. No, they have arrested bookmakers. They've never arrested anyone for placing a bet in the United States and prosecuted them.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. That's very interesting. So let me ask you this. I've got a theory that because this stuff's all on apps and whatnot, and people are just going to be able to do it legally on their phone, and they can just run their credit card when they lose and they need more money, they just run their credit card. There's something that tells me that the percentage of people losing on those apps is going to be greater than people who would be in Vegas at a casino that have to walk to the window and drop cold, hard cash. Does that make any sense to you?
Okay, so they also did a study. They've done studies and found out how much money is wagered on the app as opposed to in person. 80 different states that have legalized gambling and have the app, 83 to 85% of the money is bet on the app. So if you don't have the app, like states like Mississippi, you're just not bringing in any money. States like New Jersey, they're doing it right. New Jersey is bringing in way more money than the state in Nevada already.
Amazing.
So they're doing it right.
That's amazing. We don't have it in Kansas and Missouri yet. Both the houses have it. They have the bills written. And every time they get down a nut crunch in time at the end of the legislative sessions, it's like the eighth thing on the list and they're too worried about something else. And it hasn't gotten passed in either state yet. It's just absolutely absurd. These casinos are sitting here chomping at the bit.
It is getting close, though.
They're written. They just haven't passed them.
Yeah.
They're just written and unpassed. Yeah. It's insanity. All right, I mentioned at the top that you've got a big set this week. You're going with a 50-unit play, a max play, in your first week of the season in the National Football League, and I know you've never done that.
Never. Never in the history. This is my 28th year. I think as early as might be like the third or fourth week. I don't have records of that, but I know for sure it's never been week one or week two, but I just found a game where one team is marketably stronger, another team 3 or 4 points weaker than the public would perceive. And so the line is off 6 to 7 points. The matchups are great. The injury reports double, triple, and quadruple check the injury reports. And the weather's going to be perfect. So I figured, why not? Let's roll with it. And nothing like getting off to a great start and hitting on your biggest play right off the bat, puts people up. You got money in your pocket. You build the bankroll. So we're going to release it. So if they want to get involved here, you can get involved for 3 weeks of my phone service, and it will include my biggest wager. I rate them from 10 to 50 units. It's a 50-unit play, just $297 with coupon code SAVE100, or the entire season through the Super Bowl in mid-February this year, use coupon code SAVE300, just $1,297. The way to do it online, ParamountSports.com, or you can call me, 800-400-9741.
All right, 50-unit play in the NFL, week one, 3 weeks, $297, entire season for $1,297. That's unbelievable. Lee Sterling also is kind enough to do patron picks every Thursday over on the patron site, and he has selected the Cowboys-Bucks game on this Thursday night. He's 12-6-1 on his picks for the patrons over there. And I always want to remind everybody that the selections we're about to do for you may or may not be part of his service. Okay, they're games of either national interest that everybody's interested in or the teams that are here locally. So that's generally speaking right. What we hit on. So these may or may not be part of the service. But if you're ready, I'm ready. You ready to do it?
Let's go.
All right, Ohio State, 14.5 against the Oregon Ducks.
So I think Ohio State is good, but I think they're way down from last year. They have some really good receivers, maybe the top three in college football. They have maybe top five, top 10 running backs, a nice duo. Found this kid Williams, a freshman who's scary good, and Master Teague, one of the best names, is really good. They have a nice Thunder and Lightning duo there. But Oregon's got two great running backs. They have a bunch of good big play receivers. Mario Cristobal recruits with the best of them. His problem is they have had major injuries the last couple of years, key spots. And then also his game managing and his situational play calling late in the game has not been good. But they're recruiting right along the lines of like an SEC team. And they got conservative last week. They were up 14-0. They ran into actually a very underrated Fresno State team that already had a game under their belt. They didn't show anything, 49 runs, 25 passes. But here's the kicker. Their offensive coordinator, Joe Moorhead, he was the offensive coordinator of Penn State in 2016 and 2017 before he went to Mississippi State. He beat Ohio State 24-21. And then the next year, they lost 39-38. It wasn't his fault. He put up 38 points on Ohio State. I like Ohio State to win the game 42-35 in a barn burner, but I'll take the 14.5 points here in Oregon.
Iowa State was not very impressive in week one, just sneaking past Northern Iowa. Lee, just as a footnote, I have under 9.5 wins this year for Iowa State on the season, so I will be rooting for the Hawkeyes this week, who are getting 4.5. What do you think about Iowa State and Iowa?
So I was not going to beat themselves. If you watched the game last week against Indiana, drive down, great opening drive, and then got two pick sixes. So they play within themselves. Iowa State has not been able to get the job done the last, well, in fact, the only three times that Matt Campbell has faced Iowa. So this is a big game for them. I don't think they showed anything last week in the game against Iowa. Don't base your decisions on what you saw the first week. And if you do, it's one of the things in handicapping. Yeah, you look for some things in week one, but teams improve most from week one to week two. Some teams, they're not going to show anything. And there will be four or five teams every single year that lose the first game and then win four or five in a row. Trust me, against the spread. And Iowa State might be one of them. I mean, I don't think they're going to beat Oklahoma late in the season. But Charlie Kohler did not play in this game last week. And when he's in there, they are a different offense. Michael Penix, like I said, handed the game to Iowa. I don't think Brock Purdy's going to do it. They do have a history of getting off to slow starts. So I think if I'm them, you save maybe a trick play, a couple formations that Iowa hasn't seen. You know that Iowa State's not holding back with UNLV, Baylor, and Kansas on deck in the hole and after that. So I think that Iowa State has those big-time players on the offense and defense that can make plays. And after three narrow losses the last three meetings, I think it's time, Iowa State finally breaks through 23-16.
The Missouri Tigers would like to be one of those teams that really improves from week one to week two. They were able to win in week one against Central Michigan, but now a whole different task on the road at Kentucky. Yeah. I think the Tigers, Lee, if they win this game, I don't know that they will win the game, but if they do, I think they have a chance to start 6-0 before Texas A&M comes calling. This is a real swing game in their division for these two teams.
It is, and I think I have figured out the Tigers. I think they're decent. I think Kentucky is really underrated. They have a transfer quarterback from Penn State, Will Levis, and this guy is good. I mean, I thought he should have been the starter. In the game last year, Missouri had a great game plan on offense, ground and pound, and they mixed in short passing game. They had 43 minutes time of possession. I think Kentucky might be the team this year that does it. I think that without Larry Roundtree, the running game may not be the same. And on the other side, you got a transfer quarterback, like I said, coming in for Kentucky. They have a running back, a slashing back in Chris Rodriguez, who's really good. They got a Nebraska transfer wide receiver and Robinson, who might have a big game here. And Kentucky has a salty defense. They gave up less than 35 points of regulation every game except for Bama. So they're just not going to get run over here. Mark Stoops, I think he's going to serve up revenge here. That might be the theme for this week's segment, revenge, like Campbell for last year's 20-10 loss. He might serve it up on a cold, hard dish here. I like Kentucky 30-17.
All right, the National Football League, the Ravens and the Raiders. Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite.
Yeah, they might have lost their star running back, but they still have a quarterback that can run the football. So I think Gus Edwards will fill in fine here. Just don't think the Raiders have fixed their defense here. And a road favorite, this is where Baltimore does their best work. 10-2-1 against the spread. Baltimore 34-24 over Las Vegas.
Wow, Baltimore is a road favorite. 10-2-1 in their last 13. That's amazing. Yep. Buffalo Bills, 6.5-point favorite over the Steelers.
Yeah, and the Steelers, now they're the hunter. And Buffalo, they were the hunter last year. Now they're being hunted. Love Josh Allen, but he's going to get a pass rush here. Steelers, 56 sacks as a team last year. I think you got to go on the theory that Watt's going to play in this game. Their pressure, 35.1% of plays, pass plays, more than 7% higher than any other team. Devin Bush is back. Ben Roethlisberger has weapons now, running back with Najee Harris, and receivers Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and Juju Smith-Schuster. I like Pittsburgh. I think the wrong team's favorite here. I think they pull off the stunner here. 28-24.
All right. I think a lot of Chiefs fans would take that one early in the season. Kansas City's a 6-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns in what should be a wild one Sunday afternoon.
I agree. Two great offenses here. Kansas City finally healthy on the offense. Cleveland, they stocked up on the defense, added some new defensive starters to mix in there with pass rusher Myles Garrett and cornerback Denzel Ward. Odell Beckham is back also. So I think it's going to be back and forth. Maybe the last team with the ball wins. I had Kansas City winning 34-31, but I'll take the 6 points here in Cleveland, which should be a great game.
I'm 100% with you on that one, buddy. Game of the week is Oklahoma State and Tulsa. This is a 13.5-point line. If you want to get this one free, all you have to do is call Lee Sterling at 800-400-9741. The game of the week is Oklahoma State-Tulsa.
Yeah. Got something big on this game, found something in studying both teams' games. Just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get it for free. And you want to hop on, this is the week. First ever 50-unit max wager, week one in the NFL. 3 weeks, $297 with coupon code SAVE100. Or the entire season, just $1,297 with coupon code SAVE300. If you were on vacation for the weekend last weekend, getting off to a late start, or if you've never been with me before, or you have, this is the time. This is the time to get back, jump back on track with me. 800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com.
Let's go get them this weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, he's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of Lee, you can always call him at 800-400-9741. 3 weeks right now for $297. If you want to join, or the entire season for $1,297, including a first ever week one NFL 50 unit play. That is his max play. He has it. I know the game. He's explained it to me. It makes sense to me. Although if I had a service, this is why I'm not in his business. I don't think I'd do a 50 unit play in week one. I don't, but he says he studied the entire offseason, knows the personnel of these two teams up and down, and he thinks Vegas is off by 6 or 7 points on this line. So if you want to get in on the 50-unit play, All you got to do is subscribe, and you can do that by going to ParamountSports.com using the coupon code SAVE100 for 3 weeks, or the coupon code SAVE300 for the season, or just call him. If it's easier for you to call him, that's great. 800-400-9741. He's also made a selection over at the patron site for KK Has Issues patrons. If you want to go become a patron before the game kicks off tonight between Dallas and Tampa, you can get that selection right there on the patron site. He does it every single Thursday for patrons only. And he went, well, so far, to date, he is 12-6-1 all time. He's 12-6-1 on Thursday nights for the patrons. It's really nice of him to do that extra podcast for us. It's not long. It's just a short little ditty, and he gives you the pick. But it's right there on the patron site. So if you'd like to become a patron and get his Thursday night play and start your week right, which so many patrons did last year by going 12-6 last year, because the tie was this year. It was last week. He got a push last week. If you in the Boise game, it went 12-6. So if you'd like to get a good start to your weekend, more weekends than not, there's a great way to do it. There's no guarantee he's going to go 12-6 this year on Thursday nights, but he was sensational last year, and it gets even easier when there's more games to pick from. But he likes something. He's found something statistically that he really likes in the Thursday night game between the Cowboys and the Bucks. And if you'd like to find out what that is, just go to kkhasissues.com and click on patron, become a patron for $5 a month. You're in, you get the extra podcasts, you get his free pick on Thursday, you get the newsletter, you get the patron parties. It's all right there for $5 a month. It's a pretty good deal if you want to go check that out. Now, program note, earlier today on the initial podcast, again, I know some of this is a little repetitive for some of you. There's so many different formats that everybody listens to the podcast on, different apps, whatever. Apple has had trouble loading today's first episode all day long. So it's everywhere. It's on Spotify. It's on Podbean. It's on Android. It's everywhere. It's on Google Play. It's everywhere, but it hasn't been on Apple. And there's nothing I can do about that when that happens. And I don't know if it's Apple's too big. I don't know what has happened with Apple. But many of you did not receive the regular podcast on time on Thursday. I just want to let you know, if it's not there, so there's been a podcast every day for a year. I've had some days off, but I put some interview podcasts in the can. I don't plan on having days where there aren't any podcasts. I may have technical difficulties. I could lose my internet service or something like that, and there may be a day that there isn't one up. But if you ever go to listen around 10 o'clock in the morning and it's not there, just go to the website. Go to the browser, kkhasissues.com. I show people all the time. They say, well, this podcast app doesn't download right. It doesn't play right. It's confusing. It's this or that. Open your browser, wherever you go on the web, go to kkhasissues.com and just hit play on the first episode. It's right there. I'm telling you, there's no easier way to listen to the podcast every day than to just go to the browser. It's great. I personally listen on Spotify. Spotify is really easy and clean, and the sound is incredible. But I subscribe to Spotify. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But if you have trouble with Apple, and people have had trouble with Apple because it doesn't get there in a timely fashion, if you want to listen to this podcast every morning, again, the Lee Sterling one comes up in the afternoon on Thursdays. So that's not a morning podcast, but the regular morning podcast where I did the Chiefs-Browns preview, if it wasn't there in a timely fashion, if you don't see it like you normally do, no matter what your app is or however you listen, if you don't see it in a timely fashion or get it by 10, just go to the browser. Go to kkhasissues.com. You don't have to type in Podbean or any of that stuff. It all just switches right over there for you. kkhasissues.com. Hit play and listen to it right there. So it's a pretty easy thing to do. This is going to be a fun week of football. I think he might be right about the scoring being down in the NFL just a little bit this year with the crowds coming back and some of the things we'll see. And I think there's going to be more games. I know this. When we saw it in college football, when the college football offenses really opened up, okay, when they opened up and just got more and more complicated, threw the ball more, confusing to defenses, spreading people out, creating space and scoring, we thought it was going to go on forever. And you know what? Defensive coordinators figured it out. Over time, the game has evolved back to more of a clean game. We don't see quite as many shootouts in college football as we once did. Defense has become, the coaches clearly have adapted and learned how to do things that disrupt that. They adjust. There are plenty of, the Georgia-Clemson game last week was a classic old run and grind college football game. The Kansas State game was played in 2 hours and 50 minutes, for crying out loud. Skylar Thompson only completed 9 passes. They're finding don't turn the ball over, play some defense, run it. Coaches believe in that stuff. At some point, the NFL will adjust to what the Chiefs do, and the Chiefs' numbers will come backward. They will not stay the same. It's not going to be always easy. The Browns are going to try to be the team that does that. We talked about it on the regular Thursday podcast. They're going to run the ball with Chubb and Hunt, and they're going to throw by surprise with play action, rollouts, reverses, gadget kind of plays, and they'll hit you big. They'll do that, but they want to run the ball, run the clock. They want to control the line of scrimmage and slow the Chiefs down by getting a tremendous pass rush on the Chiefs, especially against the right side of that line where the Chiefs have nothing but rookies. We'll see. Every year is a new year. I just don't think we can look at last year and say, here we go. We know what the NFL is. These teams will entertain us because these quarterbacks are a thrill a minute. When either one of these quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield or Patrick Mahomes, drops back to pass, it's pure entertainment. It's just pure, solid entertainment. So we know that part about the game. But I think the Browns are going to be the first team this year that we see really try to slow the Chiefs down, shorten the game, run the football, change the way you attack the Chiefs from your defensive standpoint. Maybe the Buccaneers put a script out there for people to watch with the way they play the two deep and keep everybody back and say, look, if we keep Mahomes from completing bombs on us, we beat this football team. Because Mahomes clearly, as of his last game, which was the Super Bowl, had not learned how to be patient when he's not hitting big plays. He wanted to hit big plays. He just kept throwing it downfield. He kept getting sacked, knocked around, run out of bounds, running for his life, trying to buy time to get the ball downfield, but nobody was open downfield. And he knew nobody was open downfield. A little worried that could be part of the equation here. I know the NFL will adjust to the type of offense the Chiefs play. And several teams like the Chiefs. There's some really good offenses in the NFL. We know who those teams are. And the Browns could be right up there with them. The Browns could play the way the Chiefs do. They just have such a good running game, there's no reason to. There's no reason to play as wild or as risky as the Chiefs do. The amazing thing about Patrick Mahomes' career, so far to me, is the number of throws downfield, the number of great plays that he's made downfield, and how few turnovers that's led to. It's just remarkable. But it's pretty obvious the NFL has had plenty of time now to look at the Chiefs and say, look, if we just keep Mahomes throwing the ball 15 yards or less in the air, that's good business. That's really good business for us. Let's find a way to do that. And generally, it's going to mean flooding the secondary. The Chiefs, their task this year is they have to run the football. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has to be a real running back. He does. They have to get back to running the football like they did when Kareem Hunt was here. And if they can do that, they can get those defenses to get out of what they're going to try to do. They can bring the safeties up. They'll have to. The Chiefs run, and that the best sign ever on Sunday would be for the Chiefs to run the ball more effectively than the Browns. That'd be the greatest sign for this season you could ever see, for the Chiefs to be able to just flat out run the football. Because we know Mahomes is great. We know the receiving corps there. The Chiefs are going to have to do something to keep all that personnel out of the secondary so they can get deep, so they can create matchups, so they can misdirect and play action and get Tyreek Hill one-on-one and beat his man and throw for touchdowns. It'd be very important for the Chiefs. We're going to learn a lot in week one. It's only 1 week, but we're going to learn a lot. Interesting to hear Lee say he thinks the scoring is coming down this year. That's a pretty interesting analysis, and he credits it with, look, the road teams are going to have a harder time scoring. I think that's right. I think Arrowhead's going to be insane on Sunday. I think people are post-COVID. I think they are. I think we've all learned to live with the flu, the swine flu, the bird flu, all the different stuff that comes around. We've learned. We know who this afflicts most. It was horrible. It has been horrible. It is not going away. People are going to live their lives. And people are going to choose to go to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday and have a great time. And I think they will have a great time. And I think it's going to be a wild scene. Wild and loud and insane. Seriously, this could just be absolutely bonkers for Chiefs fans. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing it on Sunday. You want to get those picks from Lee Sterling this week? He's a good man. You can just call him at 800-400-9741 or log on to ParamountSports.com. He's got a 50-unit play. And that doesn't include all his college games and everything else. So let's recap what he gave us here today. He likes Oregon plus 14.5 against Ohio State. He likes Iowa State minus 4.5 against Iowa. He likes Kentucky minus 5 against Missouri. He likes the Ravens minus 4.5 at Vegas. He likes Pittsburgh getting the points against Buffalo. Steelers plus 6.5 says wrong team favored. Buffalo will go down in week one. And he likes the Chiefs to win the game in a very close, thrilling game, but not cover the 6-point line against the Cleveland Browns. There's Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com on KKHI. It's so good to have you here. Don't forget to tell all your friends Kevin Keatsman has issues. Tell them if you want to get these picks every Thursday from Lee Sterling, go check them out. We'll have them up every Thursday afternoon for your friends who like to get the information from Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports on KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.